Yesterday's security developments from Tuesday, February 24, 2026. We're analyzing four articles today. All attribution is by the article authors. All article analysis is automated.
We have a critical security alert, CVE-2026-25108, a command injection in affected software, has been added to the CISA Known Exploited Vulnerabilities catalog. Broadcom reports that North Korea's Lazarus Group has shifted tactics, with their Stonefly subgroup now deploying Medusa ransomware against U.S. healthcare organizations, nonprofits, and educational facilities. At least one successful attack occurred in the Middle East, with multiple attempts against U.S. healthcare entities since November 2025, demanding average ransoms of $260,000, utilizing custom tools including Comebacker Backdoor, Blinding Can Rat, and Chrome Stealer.
The U.S. Department of the Treasury has sanctioned Sergei Zelenyuk and Operation Zero, an exploit broker network that acquired and sold at least 8 stolen U.S. government cyber tools to unauthorized parties. The operation involved Peter Williams, who sold trade secrets for cryptocurrency, and included Oleg Kucherov, a suspected TrickBot gang member, with the stolen tools remaining unpatched and being offered to foreign intelligence agencies.
Positive Technologies has detected attacks by the East Asian threat actor group Unsolicited Booker against telecommunications companies in Kyrgyzstan and Tajikistan from autumn 2025 into 2026. The attackers deployed custom backdoors Lucidor and MarsSnake using phishing documents, then leveraged compromised devices as command and control servers to execute remote commands and exfiltrate data from critical infrastructure targets.
Malwarebytes reports that attackers are using a fake Zoom meeting website to deploy TerraMind surveillance software on Windows computers through social engineering. The malicious campaign presents victims with a fake update prompt that silently installs the legitimate monitoring tool as stalkerware, capable of keylogging, screenshots, and clipboard capture, leveraging legitimate commercial software to evade traditional antivirus detection.
That concludes today's briefing.